Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we were just talking about it. It debuts Paramount Plus Network and the whole thing on Sunday night, right after Yellowstone proper. It is Y1883. And here we go, a Tuesday morning top 10 on a Friday. It is the top 10 ways that you will be able to tell that Y1883 was mostly filmed. Right here. 10.
Number 10.
Number 10, duh. Open carry. I mean, it's all over.
Number nine.
Speaking of, the Stockyards gunfight scene, interrupted by fans that moved on the set to take selfies with Sam Elliott. That happened a lot. Just wait for him to get to the CBS. Okay?
Number eight.
He's very happy to do it at the CBS.
Oh, my gosh. That's where all his appearances are.
Number eight.
Well, you can tell it was filmed right here. Episode 4 completely focuses the whole plot on the wagon train having to wait right there at the Crescent Crossing on 377 at 171.
That's not far from the truth.
90-minute episode. That's all it is.
Number seven.
If you look very closely at the closing credits and who's playing the part, you might see some familiar names. Look for who's playing the part of, nefarious ne'er-do-well number 4. That's and then
that was you?
Props to you on your fine work as generic Southern Belle number 3.
Right there. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. My mother was a fine Southern woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, right there. Just go ahead and give her.
I do declare.
Go ahead and give her a Cable Ace Award right now. They still have those?
Number six.
I want an Emmy.
I want to be a dentist.
Number six.
As the wagon train crosses what is obviously a familiar bend in the Brazos right there, they take one wagon specifically and then decide to play
Will It Flow.
They do right there. And you know they were listening for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you so much.
We've seen it.
Absolutely. By the way, Will It Float Holiday Edition available now. 20% off Gibson's in Weatherford. Just go to Gibson's and tell them KB and Marley sent you. And we want the home edition of Will It Float.
Should
it's
we
ready
warn
for the holidays.
Them about that?
It's
first.
On the same aisle as the buckets. You can find it.
Number five
way.
Gibson's does have everything.
You'll be able to tell. 1883 was filmed right here. If you listen faintly in the background of many of the scenes, you'll hear the Alito band practice in the distance. I can hear from my house.
Number four.
While on the way to Montana in the dead of winter, food is scarce for the Dutton family. They sit around a very, very small campfire just to stay warm as a family. And they start dreaming and reminiscing about that chicken fried steak there at Mary's. That made the script.
Number 3.
I believe it. Yeah. Have you had it? I have.
Oh, so heaven.
Number 3.
So is Tim and Faith. Number 3. You can tell because Aaron Wilde appears in the background of every third scene. I don't know how she did it, but she's on it.
Sneaking up on all that stuff.
While they were filming in Texas summer, anytime anybody on the set ever said about how hot it was, all the extras banded together and said, "How hot is it?"
It was really hot.
How hot is it?
So that's how hot it was.
Yeah. It's a fun game. I'm not going to say we started it. And then finally, number one away, you'll be able to tell for sure 1883 was filmed right here in our neck of the woods in Texas. It's incredibly hard to hide all those Whataburger wrappers that were stuck in Sam Elliott's mustache. There it is. Surprise. Tuesday top 10 on a Friday.